Hello, it's the Ghost. Welcome to They Call Me the Ghost. If you're a fan of the strange but true happening in our world and the dark and mysterious goings-on, then you are in the right place. Let's take a trip back to medieval times. Medieval folklore and stories were full of strange people and unnatural beings, even evil spirits. And one such creature, something that could terrify any family, was the changeling. The changeling appears again and again in folk tales throughout Europe. It would appear in the bed at night with an infant. Superficially, it resembled the child it replaced, but it was not human, and the original child would suddenly disappear. As per the legend, the human children were continually at risk of being abducted by fairies in order to strengthen their power, replaced in their cots with changelings. Some therefore believed that a changeling was a fairy who was exchanged with a human child by other fairies. Moreover, it was also believed that in order to get back the original child, it was then essential to torture the changeling to make it laugh. So having a changeling in the family was clearly an ill omen. It was a sign of death or ruin and doom for the whole family. Okay, so that gives you a little bit of an understanding, if you didn't have any, of what the changeling is and the types of beliefs around it. So let's dive in now a bit deeper and let's try to figure out where this all actually began. Okay, so folklorists and historians studying the tales have identified two different theories that actually shed light on where the possible origin of these myths was. One of the theories states that the stories of changelings could be the supernatural reinterpretations of actual occurrences. Real time in our history turned into stories. This is not surprising. These kinds of stories and events may have occurred during raids where villagers may have sought to save their children by maybe substituting them so that they didn't get taken. According to the second theory, changeling tales may have arisen from infants born with birth defects. We know that birth defects a long time ago did scare people, and there were a lot of really out there theories about what caused them. With regards to the changeling, legends say that more male babies were replaced by changelings than female, and history tells us that male children had a larger tendency for birth defects than the females. So this does match up. Moreover, changelings are often described with features similar to birth defects, okay, like autistic behaviors, progeria, other things. Some people even considered cases of suspected changelings to occur because a child was simply unhappy. So it sounds like if there's anything wrong with the child, if it is not maybe perfect in all ways, there's a chance your child could be exchanged with a changeling. Okay, so let's say that you believe this to be true, that you find your child is maybe unhappy and you're worried they're going to be exchanged with a changeling. How would you ever know this? How do you know if the child that you're holding is not your own and in fact a changeling? Well, there were a number of traits to look for in identifying these changelings, so they say. Okay, according to Irish legends, the fairy child is likely to look more sickly, may not even grow up to be a normal size. Some of the most prominent physical characteristics include long teeth and scraggly hair. These changeling children were also known to have big appetites, far more than any normal child. They may also possess some uncanny insight, show intelligence far beyond the other children of their age. People believed that it was relatively easy, actually, to identify a changeling when it was all alone. They would like to dance, jump, play different instruments, all of course when they were under the assumption that nobody was watching. In most cases, people believed that young fairies were exchanged with human children. Okay, young fairies. However, in certain cases, the very elderly fairy people were exchanged with human babies in order to enable these old fairies to live a life of comfort with human parents. So this makes it a little bit more confusing. And it also brings in the theory of fairies. Okay, so in Europe, pre-industrial Europe, fairies were believed to abduct adult humans as well, including new mothers and newly married people. Newlyweds were said to have been taken away to marry the fairies, and the new mothers were then abducted by the fairies to nurse fairy babies. In this way, unexpected changes caused for example, by postnatal depression, were misunderstood. The person had not changed, of course not. They had been replaced. And this is interesting, especially in a time where we're living and mental illness is on such the forefront. I mean, this actually takes place of trying to find any real reason why someone has changed. Postpartum depression, as we have learned, is nothing to mess with. So what do you do when you think maybe that your wife has been replaced? I'll give you an example. There's a real woman, Bridget Cleary. She had a baby. She had postpartum depression, but of course her husband believed this fairy theory. So she would be an example of an adult changeling and one whose story ended tragically because eventually her husband killed her. And what he believed was he was going to get his real wife back from the fairies after doing this one in. So mental illness gone far, a true belief. And how is that morphed together in today's world anyway? And let's do this. Let's say you're a believer. Can a parent guard their children against the changelings if this is something you believe? And the answer is very definitively, among the changeling experts, yes. There are supposedly a number of methods and techniques that were believed to work well in preventing these fairies from abducting human children. The methods may seem quite disturbing, as many involve abusing the child, but people believe that they worked. And this is also why maybe this husband killed his wife, right? There has to be violence. Violence seeming to be the ultimate answer for so many things, yet so unnecessary. Okay, well, according to German legends, as well as those of the Welsh, one of the ways to get rid of a changeling is to confuse them by brewing or cooking eggshells. That compels the changeling to start to speak up, reveal its true position, and claim its actual age. So eggshells equal a truth serum. That's what that is. Try to heat the changeling in an oven, some say. It's another technique used by German legends. Whipping or hitting the changeling was another effective way of getting rid of them. Burning the changeling in a fireplace or stove is also recommended, however gruesome. Let's take another example. According to Scottish tale, two men were present at the home of their friend when they were able to hear the cry of their friend's child in the cradle. The mother said some blessings, and then as they returned home later, the two men found a healthy baby on the road. It was the child of their friend. So what they believed in this tale is that the fairies had left the child owing to the blessings of the mother. This showed blessing also was an effective way of keeping the fairies away and preventing them from kidnapping their children. So blessing the child protected the child. Now, according to a Swedish tale, a woman refused to maltreat her changeling, and then she was rewarded by being reunited with her own human child. Her baby was healthy. Later, the child came to know that the troll mother had also refused to abuse the human child, and it was the kindness of both the mothers that broke the spell. So you could break the spell instead of beating your child to a pulp and sticking them in the fireplace? Interesting. We have come a long way medically, and it's something that we should be thankful for. In everything that's going on, we do have good things among us. Things like autism, ADD, strange behavior, anxiety. These kinds of things were all noticed. They were just given some very weird practices and things that we would not do nowadays, including abuse, to solve them. Modern parents, let's face it, they have plenty of things to worry about. And thankfully, this no longer includes the dangers of a changeling. When just a few hundred years ago, your child, you would believe, could be smuggled out by evil fairies and replaced by the ever-strange changeling. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening, guys. And until next time, and I will talk to you all soon.